up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
The Orange County Vector Control District needs your help. 2014 is on pace to be the worst year for the West Nile virus on record in Orange County. West Nile is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito. Infection can cause severe illness and permanent disabilities, and in rare cases can result in death. Due to the drought and mosquito control efforts, few of the blood-sucking insects are in the area. But those that remain are much more likely to be carrying West Nile virus. In fact, about 80% of all mosquitoes recently tested in Orange County are infected with the virus. Juvenile mosquitoes can live only in stagnant water. Without it, they die before they can become blood-sucking adults. Anything that can hold just a teaspoon of water for more than a few days will allow mosquitoes to complete their life cycle into adulthood. You can help reduce the number of mosquitoes by dumping and draining all stagnant water around your home. Call the Vector Control District for help with sources that cannot be emptied, such as large fountains, decorative ponds, and unused swimming pools. Laguna Beach High School football coach Corey Brown takes his squad to the Bolsa Grande Stadium in Garden Grove for their opening contest in the school's 80th varsity campaign. Breakers will face host Bolsa Grande, who finished last season 3-7, including a 48-17 loss to Laguna at Geyer Field. Laguna leads the all-time series 7-3. Laguna has four tougher non-league games before opening the league schedule with Costa Mesa on October 10th at Scott Field in Costa Mesa. Mark your calendars for Laguna's home games against University on September 12th and against St. Margaret's on September 26th. We will be broadcasting every football game on the air this season at KX935.com. Laguna Beach Live, through their live music and kids outreach program, made a donation of electronic and acoustic drums to the Boys and Girls Club New Teen Center, which opens when school begins next week. The drum kits will be used at The Spot, located behind St. Mary's Episcopal Church on 428 Park Avenue, a place for high school students to explore music and other activities. Local bike enthusiast Max Isles and friend Ryan O'Malley set out Tuesday, September 2nd, with a goal of pedaling 500 miles in 5 days to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. Both cyclists have close family members that have suffered from Alzheimer's and dementia and hope their joint effort raises awareness and funds to battle the degenerative disease. On their San Francisco to Los Angeles trek, Isles anticipates spending around 10 hours a day in the saddle and covering 100 miles per day. O'Malley's wife, Anna Lee, will follow the cyclists in a car. They intend to camp to keep costs down. Theirs is not a large organized ride with backup vehicles, mechanics, medics, and hundreds of riders. They will carry their own water, repair, and first aid kits and snacks. That's your news courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.